Mom sees the wrist at breakfast. Mom, I don't have time for this, Melinda. Me. She says suicide is for cowards. This is an ugly, nasty mom side. She bought a book about it. Tough Love, Sour Sugar, Barbed Velvet, Silent Talk. She leaves the book on the back of the toilet to educate me. She has figured out that I don't say too much. It bugs her.
Melinda says that scratching herself with a paperclip was a peep for help. It obviously wasn't very effective. Her mother is more annoyed than concerned. It makes me wonder, why doesn't Melinda just ask for help? Why doesn't she just speak? I guess that's what the title of the book refers to. Melinda just can't bring herself to speak. I definitely think it would help if she would speak. There are some adults around who could help. Mr. Freeman seems like a pretty good guy, and the hair woman seems pretty cool too. Even Melinda's parents, who clearly have their own problems, obviously care about her. Let's go on to the section, Can It, on page 88.
Can It. Lunch with Heather starts cold. Since winter break, she has been sitting at the fringe of the Martha table, and I eat on the other side of her. I can tell something is up as soon as I walk in. All the Marthas are wearing matching outfits, navy corduroy miniskirts, striped tops, and clear plastic purses. They must have gone shopping together. Heather doesn't match. They hadn't invited her. She is too cool to be nervous about this. I am nervous for her. I take an enormous bite of my PBJ and try not to choke. They wait until she has a mouthful of cottage cheese. Siobhan puts a can of beets on the table. Siobhan, what's this? Heather, swallowing. It's a can of beets.